Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Of course, he pulls the base hit. Couser's up with it. They're going to try it with Jazz. Throw! Oh, a collision at the plate! Handley got knocked out! Chisholm sends the ball out to right center. That one's off the wall. Rice scores easily. They're going to try it with Goldschmidt. The throw to the plate is not in time. Bouncing ball to third that should do it. Appropriately, it's Chisholm, who is one of the Yankees' big stars today. And the Yanks take the series with a real snatch-em-back victory on this Sunday in June.
He's been super durable, especially for a catcher. So, you know, unfortunately, if he does, if this is a thing, he's going to go. But, you know, hopefully it's not too long. From my point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game.
That's Tony Manzalino Saturday. And as you heard during the cut there, talking about Sam Basayo, number one prospect, Orioles system, one of the tops in baseball. Heard him prior to that talking about Adley Rutschman, who's on the IL for the first time in his career. Left oblique strain. He felt some soreness in the batting cage on Friday. And during the highlight montage, or lowlight if you're an Oriole fan, which we are, Maverick Handley got ran over by Jazz Chisholm. A throw up the line from Colton Cowles. Now, if Handley makes the catch, holds on to it, he's out. But, man, that was a degree of difficulty, and the impact was pretty strong to the point where he was all weeble wobbling around. Even Buck Showalter said on the Roku broadcast, he probably saw something in his eyes that said, you go grab some bench. Then Gary Sanchez was probably planning on having most of the afternoon off. He got in there. But Samuel Basayo, and the first thing you're thinking as an Orioles observer, fan, well, Adley's hurt. Your number one prospect is a catcher who hasn't really caught a lot here, by the way, in 2025. But he bashes and bashes at a high rate. And I guess that's Manzo getting ahead of it a little bit by saying, until he bashes down the door offensively and defensively, Nolan, we're going to keep slow playing him up to the major leagues. His major league debut is happening in 2025. It's just not happening, at least it seems, anytime soon. Now, you can go back to 2022 in August when a certain long-haired shortstop came up, Gunnar Henderson, and helped, along with Adley Rutschman, key the turnaround to this Orioles franchise. So I'm guessing at the behest of Mike Elias, Tony Manzalino is saying, let's calm down. He'll be here, but maybe not right now. We're 3 weeks away, basically, from the All-Star break. Who knows if this season goes pear-shaped because Adley's out through the break. Westberg got hurt Saturday, sliding with a sliding glove. Now, who knows what his status is? It's going to be. It's a sprained left finger. He can't grab a bat. And if he's not playing tonight against, who is it? I know who they're playing. Corbin on the hill. Then he's not. He might be looking at an IR stint himself. So it's an interesting scenario that the Orioles are in because the season is teetering. They lost a half game in the wild card over the weekend. But Nolan McGraw, Samuel Basayo, because the fans want it. And fans are always right. Not really. Or they fire Harbaugh, Trey Lamar. That sort of thing. Samuel Basayo, you want to see him before the break? After the break? But at the very least, see him at some point in time when the team may or may not be playing halfway meaningful games here.
Yeah, I get both sides of the argument. My initial reaction was, yeah, bring him up. I mean, what's the holdup? You know, if he's going to be here in September, for example, of this year, or August, well, what's the difference of just expediting it by a couple months? Now, you do know in the back of your head, if you bring him up now, once Adley's ready and once Maverick's ready, he's going right back to AAA. So you're asking yourself, is that going to help his development at all? And in my mind, look, all of these prospects are kind of the same in the regard that they will struggle at some point in their early stages of coming up here, whether it's right from game one or within the first couple weeks or so. They're going to go through some sort of acclimation period. My mindset would be, how about you get a jump on that? And even if Basayo's here for 2 weeks, say roughly, that's 2 weeks under his belt that'll serve him well down the road. How much are you weighing that against the start-stop nature of it, of, oh, you get a cup of coffee here and then go right back to AAA? I see both sides of it. The fact that Mancelino just came right out and said it, I think is very telling, because that's not his decision to make. That is Mike Elias's decision. So I think you're 100% right, Bob. That was a directive from the GM.
Let's get ahead of this. And let's think about it. Adley, Gunner, they came up, stayed up. But everyone else has kind of come up. Grayson Rodriguez was on the shuttle when he came up in 2023. Stowers, of course. Mayo, well documented. Kerstad's on it right now. I mean, do you bring him up to keep him up? Or do you bring him up just to get him a couple of swings, knowing that when Adley comes back, that he's destined to go back to the minor leagues, unless he comes up and makes it a very interesting decision that Mike Elias is going to have to make? Because Adley's not going anywhere. My point is, Basayo blasts. You know what I mean? And then, hey, well, maybe O'Hearn, we can trade him at the trade deadline. And let's see what we can do to navigate some interesting scenarios moving forward here. Because Adley's 27, Basayo's in his early 20s. They're both not going to be catching for the Orioles within the next year or two. So somebody's moving. You know what I mean? But maybe he comes up and he hits so well, you can't send him back. I mean, Gunner was hitting. Gunner looked like he belonged in the majors from his first. He homered in his first game, and they were putting him at second, third, short. I mean, they bounced him around. He wasn't going anywhere. So I don't know. But I'll defer to the experts. Do what you got to do at AAA. But I want to see you in August. Not no September call-up. Let's get on up here, because something tells me, now with the injury starting to mount again, that maybe by August, we're looking ahead to 2026.
Sounded like, listening to Mancelino, that the catching would be the bigger issue more so than the batting. He hadn't, like you said, Bob, he hadn't caught a lot. And then, is that fair to your pitchers if you're getting a inexperienced, you know, catcher coming in?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Defense is probably, and if they come out and say that, like if Elias talks about it and says, look, we just don't feel comfortable in the defensive side of things, how can you argue against it? But to the whole point about, well, when you call him up, you want him to stay here. Well, even if he's called up in August, September of this year, he's still going to have to earn the job for next year in spring training. It's not being handed to him. So I don't think that's part of the decision at all, whether he comes up this week or August, September. It doesn't matter. He's going to go down, in a sense, to prove himself again at some point.
Right, but he comes up in August and proves he belongs, at least offensively. You find a role for him. It's still going to be an offseason where Mike Elias is going to have to spend some money. I mean, because they have a ton of free agents, as we've documented 1,000 times. And ladies and gentlemen, you already know. But Adley Rutschman, first time on the IL. I guess we'll go ahead and say that he was hurt last year, even though he denied it. He was having a really good June, unfortunately, comes to an end. Orioles go 3-4 on the road trip. I said it last Monday. They go 4-3. You'll take it. This was before they blew an 8-0 lead. That debacle. And then they win on Friday in the Bronx. Almost get no hit on Saturday. Lose Westberg. And then yesterday, just scuffling to score runs after putting two on the board in the first inning. If I'm going to criticize any strategy, Orioles had first and second, nobody out in the eighth. They should have bunted Laureano. Three guys wound up striking out. And I get Laureano can get a three-run bomb. I get all that. But you're really having a hard time putting runs on the board. So you get first and second. They gifted you that first and second, by the way, with the walks. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead, Nolan. At least get the runner to third and get an up pass ball, each six. You know, I mean, fly ball, obviously. There are opportunities to get him home because you knew 2-1 wasn't going to be the final score. You knew the Yankees were going to break through sooner or later. Oh, by the way, the Orioles got a leadoff double from Carlson in the seventh, and he didn't sniff the plate either. So missed opportunities, but sometimes that small ball, especially late, can be your friend.
Right, and I mean, some of your recent wins here have been those nail biters where you're sweating it out for the bullpen. So you're going through this. You know you're having a hard time scoring, like you said. Do you feel like you can win a one-run game here? I mean, recent history shows that you've been able to squeak some out. But the other side of it is you feel like you've been playing with fire. And you feel like you've maybe gotten out of some jams that maybe you didn't quite deserve to. So it was going to catch up to you at some point. And it did. And for Brian Baker, one of their better pitchers, one of their better relievers, for him to be the one that has the meltdown, I guess that just proves the point. You know, you can be great as a unit, but it's going to catch up to you at some point. You're not going to be perfect.
Yeah, Yennier Cano felt the heat over the weekend as he was optioned back to Norfolk, try to get him straightened out. As the Orioles still scuffling here, it's 2025. They're 11 games under 500, six out of the wild card last place in the American League East. Coming home tonight, taking on the Texas Rangers. Trevor Rogers trying to redeem himself after blowing, or helping to blow, an 8-0 lead last week against Patrick Corbin. Tough lefty, so we'll get into all of that and more. I will assume that Kobe Mayo will be in the lineup tonight. Jordan Westberg's the one we're going to really keep an eye on, because if he's not, then maybe this injury could keep him on the shelf for a little bit. But the Orioles go 3-4 on the road trip. Disappointing road trip, because they should have been 3-1 in Tampa. And had an opportunity to take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They didn't. So what does that mean? They are who their record says they are. A below 500 ball club that's only ahead of two teams in the American League. Can they get it together before the All-Star break? I'm getting a little more skeptical after what I saw this weekend, especially with the injuries once again becoming part of the reality. NBA championship decided last night. We'll get into that. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. It's Vinny Eddie, Nolan McGraw here on this sweltering.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Monday. Orioles lose yesterday 4-2. They drop 2 out of 3 in New York, go 3-4 in the road trip back home for the Rangers, and then the Rays come to town this weekend. Gonna be hot as hell. Almost literally. Today down at Pickles, well, we will be, me, Nolan, and I believe Ryan Ripken. So come on down, crack open that beer. You better guzzle it, because it ain't gonna be cold long, but do what you got to do. You're trained professionals. And if you're coming out and say hi to us, say hello and stop by Pickles Pub. We'll get you rolling starting at 5:30. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services for game one of this three-game series. We'll get into Nolan's doorknob. Was it a debacle or more frustrating than you anticipated it would be?
Let's just say I'm happy it's over.
Oh.
No.
So, well, explain to the people who didn't hear on Friday what the hell you're talking about.
So replace my front doorknob, nothing crazy. At least I thought nothing crazy. Now, I'll start by saying this. There was a whole hang up here on the show as to whether it was going to be a standard doorknob or a not standard doorknob, because Bob was trying to enlighten me and say that not all parts are created equal.
Right.
Right. And sometimes you buy something and it doesn't quite fit. And for a second there, I thought you were going to be right. I thought I was going to have to come in today and eat crow and say, oh, my God, Bob was right.
I've lived that dream, too, where the nightmare where they say, oh, it's standard. It fits everything. Right. And like my refrigerator behind my bar in the man cave. Standard. It'll fit. And I measured it, too. I was like, I think he goes, trust me, it's going to fit. And it didn't.
The
now
worst
sitting
words.
By my dartboard, not behind the bar.
Worst words in the English language. Bob was right.
Yes.
It was very close. Very close. But it did fit. It was standard. But just, you know, monkeying around with it a little too much, refusing to read instructions. Not a good showing by me, but it's done.
We got to get it. Did we have a bet on this or no?
Not an official one.
No. I said 20 minutes, and you exceeded the 20. I actually gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Well, 20 might have been a little short.
Uh-huh.
Some of the people that texted in said maybe more like 30 minutes. Official time was 40 minutes, 24 seconds.
Right. Ooh. Was there a relief factor? I'm assuming yes.
Now, if I had a chance
keep
to do it again.
Keep in mind, at your front door, if you do it half-assed, then you know that might lead to disaster, yeah. Of course.
That was part of it. So 40 minutes, I think like 27 was spent on just the deadbolt. I started there. So I was faster with the actual knob.
Okay.
So if I had a chance to do it again, I bet you I could cut it down under 30.
Right. Well, now you know what you're doing. I have to install an air conditioner tonight, so good luck with that. Anyway, Orioles lose. They go 3-4 on the road trip. The 8-0 game that should have been a win turned into a disastrous loss, and then they almost get no hit on Saturday. They lose their catchers, having a really good June, and who knows, maybe their all-star from last year, infielder Jordan Westberg as well. Tyler O'Neill, good news is, I guess, he's trending towards possibly returning. He's a guy that, for me, I can't speak for anybody else. I forgot he was even on the team. It's been so long. But anyway, let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Running hot.
Oh.
It's Monday. I'm hotter than it is outside because you sparked it when you talked about that first and second, no outs.
Right.
Advance the runners. What happened to fundamentals, Bob? I'm running hot because people in general, don't practice fundamentals no more. I guess it's the way society is, man. I mean, I think about Tim Duncan, Mr. Fundamental. You know, fundamentals. People don't believe old school still work, Bob.
Well, I'm going to quote, Joe, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to quote ahead. Vince Lombardi.
Yeah,
one of the great lines he said, you practice what you do best more than they're going to practice to stop it, you will succeed. And he was talking about basic fundamentals of blocking and tackling and just doing your job. You'll do what you got to do. Look how people drive. Talk about fundamental. People can't even stay in their own lanes anymore. But we digress, of course.
Right. Yeah. But I'm glad you said Vince Lombardi because my pastor even did a thing on Vince Lombardi. I mean, you know, he know how efficient he was. But anyway, I'm thinking about how the birds used to play versus how they play now. Now, is it that the managers – Brandon Hyde tripped. He made me so mad. First and second, no out. Your best bunter on the team is at bat. He's coming to bat. But you don't try to advance the runners. And if anybody can probably lay a good bunt down and be safe and it be bases loaded and no out, it's your best bunter. So I'm saying it, part of it, I think, it's the managers. Do they cater to the players these days?
Or it might be more analytic driven, I guess, is where I would go. And it also gets you, I was telling my cousin Al, because I was watching, listening to the game with him. Bunt here, assuming successful, players don't bunt as cleanly as they used to. And Laureano, you know, he's at the plate. All right, it's second, third, one out with cows are up. Now, do you walk him, load the bases, and set up a double play situation? I mean, now the old school strategy starts to work its way into the equation. Instead, you know what Cruz did? He struck out the next three guys. The guy on second didn't even sniff. He walked to third base going back to the dugout to get his glove. That was the only time he touched third base.
I would always say make the defense work because it could be a throwing error, could be a catching error.
Correct.
You got to make them work. And that's what fundamentals do, Bob. So I'm going to go get a glass of iced tea with lemon in it and cool myself off because I'm pissed and I'm running hot. So y'all take care and have a great day, you fellas.
All
and
right.
You too, Vinny.
All right, Joe. Say hi to your fans out there in Baltimore radio listening land. Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, like three-run homers or the Earl special. I lived it. I get it. But come on, man. You're clinging to a one-run lead. You knew that wasn't going to hold up. Little tackle in action. You doubled the lead off the seventh. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, Rashawn.
Hey, man, I'm running hot too, man. I haven't called y'all well since Wednesday. And I was still pissed off, man, for blowing that 8-run lead. It was that Wednesday night, man, down in Tampa.
Yep.
But they rebounded the next day, you know, and came away with a serious split down in Tampa. And then come Friday, I'm looking at the line. I'm looking at who's pitching for the Yankees. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a loss. And they wound up beating the Yankees with their best pitcher. So I said, hey, they beat the Yankees with their best pitcher. We definitely got to get 2 out of 3 or, you know, or sweep, you know. But they just pooped the bed the rest of the weekend, man. And I don't know what the hell happened on Saturday.
Well, that play laid an egg, man. A bad one. And then they were getting no hit deep into it. Hey, Gary Sanchez, ironically enough, broke up the no-hitter. But, you know, that was a tough L yesterday. Because that would have been stealing a win. And instead, the Yankees wound up picking their pockets. They got jazzed. Jazz Chisholm was the one wreaking havoc all day yesterday.
Yeah. Now, what the hell is wrong with Eflin, man? That's two bad starts in a row. I mean, two terrible starts. You know, gave over 24 hits in two starts, man.
And he's given up a lot of home runs, too, which is kind of a problem. Since he's come off the IL, he's been very giving with the souvenirs. Yeah. I hope he's not hurt. They could ill afford to lose him, but they need him to stabilize for multiple reasons. Makes you better, gives you a chance every fifth day, whatever clinging hopes you have, slim that they are for the postseason. And his trade value might take it on the chin just a little bit. So him getting hot helps him personally, maybe, because he's a free agent. Certainly helps the Orioles. I mean, he can only benefit by not sucking.
I agree. And, you know, with the Rangers coming to town, we definitely got to take two out of three at home, man. And I don't know how I feel tonight with Rogers up on the mound. So, you know, he could get ugly quick like it did last week, man, you know. But maybe he turns it around, man, and we get that Rogers that pitched in Boston last month. You know, he was like a
last
Cy Young award winner. Yeah, man. So we shall see, Bob. I'm not giving up hope yet, man. I mean, until we about 9 games out of it at the trade deadline, then we start selling. But, man, we can chip away and hopefully each week get closer to the last wild card, man.
Well, make sure you get down to Pickles this week. We're there 4 days.
Oh, I'll be down there.
Get on down there, man.
I'll be down there, man, with the Michelob Ultras on deck, man. That's my favorite thing, man, by the way.
He shows up as I'm leaving. Convenient. Hey, man, I just got here. Well, I'm just leaving. You know what time I get there.
It'd be 5:59, man. You'd be out the door, man.
That's
you know, you'd be in your car, man.
That's right. All right, it's like kick car. Already started. All right, Rashawn, thanks.
All right, Bob. All right,
here's Rashawn, everybody. You want to get in, you can. You running hot about what happened yesterday or the weekend against the Yankees? You should be, because I think the Orioles season not on life support. It took a couple of blows to the dome. They're on the ropes right now, but can they stabilize at home? And me and Ryan Ripken have talked about it. Nolan, of course, we rip it with Ryan. Got to win at home. And the Orioles haven't really been doing a great job of doing that. Ravens, they're off for a minute, but not really. Think about it. July 15th rookies report, which is less than a month from now. As a matter of fact, a month from now, July 23rd, we're expecting their first full squad training camp practice in a month.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, they made some changes to their coaching staff and, you know, trying to get a little momentum as everybody's chasing the Astros right now in the American League West. The Orioles, they got their own problems, including dropping one yesterday. 4-3-4 should have been, you know, at least 4-3, maybe 5-2 on the road trip. Then you're really feeling good about yourself. You crept it within 10 games of 500. Now here you are back to 11 out. You're still in the 80s in run differential minus. So I don't know. Rutschman's hurt. Westberg's banged up. I mean, where do they go from here? You're only as good as your next day starting pitcher. And Tomo kept him in the game. How about Kobe Mayo with a couple of knocks on Friday as they beat Max Fried? And then couldn't answer. Two runs in the next two games combined. What do they both have in common? There were two losses. Let's get out to the phone. 4-5-8-3-1-0-5-7 is the number. Trevor Rogers, no pressure. But you better not be as bad as you were in Tampa last week. When you were handed an ain't nothing lead. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
I don't know yet.
Hey, listen. You know, at the end of the day, man, so I was thinking about this all weekend, seeing, you know, kind of rhetoric that's been going on Twitter and whatever the case may be as far as, you know, whether to call up Samuel Pasayo or whatever. But, you know, a lot of common sports fans, especially those who are social media led, and I would say more importantly, Baltimore sports fans, who you may have Lamar fans. There's a difference between you know, I don't want to start any controversy between real Ravens fans who was there since the Raiders game in 96 and Lamar fans now. There's those of us who lived it. And the reason why I said that is we tend to forget that Manny Machado didn't go through AAA. He got called straight up from Bowie and yep. never seen them in the minors again. At the end of the day, we got to stop being scared and be afraid to pull the trigger because, you know, keeping them down, you don't know what you have. It's not about Adley Rushman's feelings. At the end of the day, you know, players pay attention to that. My thing is, if you want to see what you have, stop being afraid and sending it up and down. It's the front office philosophy. The front office philosophy is getting in the way of this team getting to the next level. There's a total stark difference in what you see out one winning drive compared to what you see when it comes to the Orioles. And I'm going to land my plane with this. When it comes to what the Orioles are doing right now, you might as well just empty the barrel and see what you got. Because at the end of the day, Dillon Beavers was a player coming out of college. And he stuck tooling around down in the minors. I'm tired of seeing the Kyle Stowers of the world that's going to make all-star games. Joey Ortiz, who's doing decent and with the Brewers. I'm tired of even Christian Walker. I was mad when Christian Walker got moved because I wanted to see what Christian Walker had. At the end of the day, I'm tired of prospects, you know, tooling around, being other people's meals while we keep them in a pot and stirring it around and we're feeding it other people. Let's see. What we had was Samuel Pasayo. Why not? But Machado didn't get DNC to AAA. But what's the difference now? What's your thoughts, Bob?
All right. Hey, thanks, Ray. Appreciate it as all. And Manny not only came up right from Bowie, went right to third base where he played shortstop. He was a shortstop by trade. Now, Jim Hunter has said this, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. There were some secret playment third kind of situations infield practice-wise, but Manny was still, what, 20 when he came up and has never seen, to Ray's point, the minor leagues again. Now is putting a pretty strong case for a Hall of Fame career. But, you know, Basayo, come on up, bash away. All right, you're going to take your lumps? Everybody does. And maybe it might be a tough transition. I don't know what he's like defensively. Apparently better than he's given credit for. Not just a bat-only sort of backstop, but come on up here. I think he's up by August at the latest, to be totally honest with you, because I hate to say this, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or telling you anything you don't really know. I think they're going to be done by August unless they really start to turn it around. They've had one streak. That was it in the entirety of the season. But Pasayo, come on up. But it's not our call. And Tony Manzalino, as we played in the opening of the show, pretty much said, it ain't happening anytime soon. But sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures, and maybe that'll be one of them.
And like you had said before, Bob, you know, maybe it gives him a little boost. Like if he comes up and does well, it gives him a little boost because they could probably use a little boost. But I would say once that – the organization feels like we're in the selling mood. I bring him up once this season.
Well, you're going to need players to fill out your roster, if anything. And we'll see how it goes. But right now, it doesn't appear as though it's in the cards. But tonight, taking on Patrick Corbin in the Rangers, the one I'm going to be looking at is whether or not Westberg's in the lineup. Because if he's not, then maybe they're going to have to make a roster move going back to Saturday when he got hurt. And how about Kobe Mayo gets two knocks Friday? And then doesn't see the field again except for a pinch hitting exercise after Westberg got hurt on Saturday. But 3-4 in the road trip, that is a loss. They lost last week. They lost a half a game in the wild card standings over the weekend. Now you got to regroup, taking on the Texas Rangers, who are like the Orioles, below 500, somewhat disappointing, and trying to get it together as we're less than 3 weeks away from the All-Star break. We'll come back, shift to the Ravens. Lamar Jackson talking about how loaded this team is offensively, and he ain't wrong. Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, talked to him about the Baltimore football team at the top of the hour. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Talk about the Ravens, who a month from today will be at training camp. That's training camp.
Yeah, that's crazy.
OTAs, not rookie mini camp, training camp.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's getting earlier and earlier every year. I mean, that's the way it seems because, I mean, we're just at the mandatory mini camp the other day, And now, I mean, usually, Bob, because I remember like a couple weeks, then after the mandatory minicamp, then there'll be like 6 weeks before we get, no.
Absolutely not. No way. I mean, you'll be right out of the All-Star break. Well, it will be during the All-Star break that rookies report, the 15th. Day of the All-Star game, as a matter of fact, I believe, the 15th. And then the next week, training camp starts. So hopefully the Orioles will give us something to be excited about heading into August. And then before you know it, college football is going to be going on. And then you're going to have the NFL season. And then we get into the fall. But I know you don't want to hear about that since we're sitting here cooking in 90-plus degree weather in downtown Baltimore tonight. It's going to feel like 108. But we're still going to be down there getting you ready for the Orioles and Rangers with BBT starting at 5:30. But get to Lamar Jackson, met with the media last week. First time we have heard from Lamar since the playoff loss to the Buffalo Bills 6 months ago. And Lamar was asked about the team maybe being even better than they were last year.
We was pretty good last year, but I always tell you guys the sky's the limit. You know, we never know until we're out there. And I believe we'll be a lot better this year as well.
I totally agree with him. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't be. Basically, you're playing it back. I mean, you got everybody back other than a left guard, and your third year in the system now. Everybody's healthy, and you had a D-hop. I'd be disappointed if they're not. But the only thing is, Bob, is statistically, you know, are you going to be as good as those numbers? Now, you know, I mean, 420-some yards a game, 30-some points. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, if it's up to the Ravens, I would think that maybe it would be fine. If we're not as good offensively, maybe because the defense is much better and we don't have to score all those points. Because why? You know, like back at 19 or 20, in the fourth quarter, what was it like? The fourth quarter sucked for the Ravens. All he do is hand off and just eat clock the whole time, you know?
Yeah, so, turning stats. I mean, that was the number one rushing team in football, so that was cool to watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their offense was fun to watch, you know? The defense got better, and that was, I mean, to me, a fun defense to watch. And, Bob, you were around with the, you know, the Ravens 2000. I mean, if you're on that team, I mean, you love watching your own defense. You know, you want your defense to go on the field because they're so dominant. I mean, that's the cool thing about being on, whether it's one side of the ball or the other. Like, man, I can't wait. And let's just hope that maybe the Ravens' offense is that much better. And they're averaging 34 points a game. And, you know, they're scoring all the time and things. And, you know, Henry's rushing for 1,800 yards again. I think that would be pretty cool. And you know what? You're always up. You're up points. Then it's all about your passing, because nobody's going to run because you're always ahead. You know, you're not chasing.
Their first before the bye, Josh Allen week one. So the offense, we assume, barring health, is going to be, they can match any team in football. I don't think there's any team better than the Ravens offensively.
No.
So defensively, however, all right,
yeah,
you got Buffalo on the road, Josh Allen. Week two at home, I guess Joe Flacco was where we're leaning right now.
Yeah.
Then you're back home, well, back-to-back home games. You have Jared Goff and the Lions. Last time Detroit came here, they didn't belong on the same field as the Ravens. Ravens blew them out of M&T Bank. Then you go to Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Then you host C.J. Stroud in Houston. And then you host Matt Stafford and the Rams. So, with all due respect to old fighting Flacco here, you know, five of your first six games, you have quarterbacks kind of still in their prime. I mean, Josh Allen, whether we agree with it or not, is the reigning most valuable player of the league. And Patrick Mahomes is a guy that's already built a Hall of Fame resume. And, oh, by the way, Matt Stafford's got a Super Bowl ring on his finger, too.
The thing that I like too, Bob, for the Ravens to get started quicker is, you know, last year they practiced a day with the Packers. This year they're going Colts and Washington. They're practicing with two teams, which I like because, you know, your starters, They ain't playing that. No preseason at all for any of those guys. We're not going to see them in the preseason games. Their preseason games are the Colts and Washington's practices against their ones. That's what we got to hope that, you know, they start ramping things up. Man, there'll be a little adjustment period, you know, when the games start because, you know, you're going to have live tackling and the speed's going to be a little different and stuff, you know. And I would think that the Ravens will have no problem with that. I'll be disappointed. I mean, there's no reason, Bob, offensively and defensively, for them not to start fast.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Gary in Pennsylvania. Gary, what's happening here on this Monday?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling. I'm just a little worried about our kicking situation. I have a friend. I'm not going to mention any names who's there every day, kind of works with the Ravens. And he said he's been missing kicks like crazy. So I'm worried. That's my biggest concern. We get in these tight games, and you need. He's not making anything over 50, from what I hear. So that's my biggest concern. You know, losing Tucker, which is I still don't know why we don't have him because he hasn't been found guilty of anything yet. And I don't know. I think it's going to come back to really haunt us not having him. But that's just my opinion. I'm just worried about the kicking game. Everything else seems to be right in place. But if we get in tight games, I'm going to be a little concerned because, you know, Tucker was automatic. He had about a 5 or 6 game stretch in his whole career that he had a couple bad games, and now everybody just is like happy he's gone, and I just don't understand it. But
all right, hey, Gary, thank you. Not necessarily happy he's gone. Understand
right
why he is gone. But Vinny, you watched old Looper out there, and are these concerns justified? At least as we sit here on June 23rd.
No, I think they're totally justified. I don't think he's as missing as many as, you know, that the caller was just saying, but he has. I mean, the one day he missed 4. The other day he missed 2. The day before that he missed a couple. You know, so he's got to get the – you got this big leg, and they drafted you because you're good over 50. Start making a damn kicks over 50 then. You know, that's the thing I'm saying. And you better make them all inside of 40. Because otherwise you keep Hovland or you go get a veteran. Because what is Hovland? Hovland, you know, inside of 50, pretty damn accurate. So, and if you're the Ravens, okay, are we taking a shot on the big leg guy that he's got a chance to be really good? Or because we got a hell of a football team, we just need to know we're going to make the 3 points.
And that's a, hey, look, use old Ravens kicker comparisons, Hovland, Stover.
Mm-hmm.
And then Looper has potential to be Tucker part 2 here.
He does. He does. And he's a good athlete too, just like Tucker. You know, Hovland, I don't think Hovland's the greatest of athletes, but we'll see because he's got Loop. He's got from now until he'll be back there on the 15th. So back when he's with the vets, when we see him on the 23rd, he's got to put some confidence into everybody that's around him. You know, pretty soon it's, you know, like during mini camp, said Lamar, all right, you know, you missed it. All right, come on, dude. Then, you know what? If you're in August and he's missing kicks, like, hey, the hell's the matter? You know, I mean, hey, this stuff matters now.
It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. We'll come back. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens with him as he's observed minicamp and all the good stuff. About a month away from the start of training camp 2025. Whip around 11-15. NBA championship decided in game 7. Catastrophic injury for Indiana, not just last night, but going into next season. We'll talk to Sean Devaney about that whole subject and more at 1:30 from Heavy.com. Pretty blockbuster trade in the NBA as well. We're 2 days away from the NBA draft as well. Derek Queen's going to go in the first round, it looks like. And then Jared Sandler, Rangers Radio, talking about the Texas Ball Club coming to town. Remember, they broke our hearts 2 years ago. Now both fan bases complaining about both teams the way they're playing so far this year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.